so I'm going to just quickly review very quickly because I don't want to take up too much time because I'm excited about tonight. But basically, what we're doing is a very gentle, brief school of prophecy. And school means we're all learning, including me, including you. None of us know it all. And the more I prepare, the more I think, oh my goodness, Lord, we're only touching the tip of the iceberg. We could actually do a school of prophecy, I think, for the whole year and still not get everything done. So if this has just whet your appetite, I encourage you, go and look. There's wonderful, wonderful resources on the internet and messages and YouTube. There are some great teachers on this. I really don't know everything. I'm learning just as much as you guys are, and that's part of the journey. So we started off with the ABCs, and I really want to reiterate, it really is all about Jesus. A stands for all about Jesus. Everything you hear, remember, prophecy is hearing the voice of God and sharing with someone, whether it's yourself, whether it's someone around you, or whether it's just to pray. It's all about Jesus. B is back to the basics, which means it's back to the cross. It has to be filtered through the Word of God, through what He did at the cross, and everything that He died for. And then C stands for intimacy. When you are hearing the voice of God, it starts with a relationship and speaking His voice on His behalf and allowing you yourself to be a witness and portray His character and everything that He stands for. If I speak on behalf of my husband and I don't know him, then we have a problem. If I said, well, Steve said, and he didn't say it, we have a problem. If I said Steve means this and he didn't mean it, there's a problem in the natural. Do you understand that? You can be taken to jail for fraud. But there are a lot of people that saying God said this, God said that. And God's like saying, Holy Spirit, did you say that? Father God's like, I didn't say that. You know, everyone's like, look, I never said that. But so many people are quick to say, well, God said. Meanwhile, God's like, not me. It's like, next, this wasn't me. And so we've got to learn to hear what God's character is, and that is birthed purely out of intimacy. And then we've been looking at different ways that God speaks. And I know some of you have favorites, like I have favorites, but on this journey through the school, I've been encouraged, and I know I've even had friends phone me this week where they've dreamt about me, and I've been so excited with even some of your words that you've shared with me, and we're growing to learn to hear in different ways. So the first one we discussed, you can go and listen to it online, was the actual Word of God. That is the most important. That is God's scripture. It's breathed. It's what He said to us. It's written in black and white. We can use His Word to prophesy over people, and we had such a lovely night. The second one is completely by His voice, and that was internal or external. Okay, not many of us have heard it externally, but I'm still there, I hope, one day. But I have heard the inward voice very loud. Does that make sense? You all understand that? That volume button was very loud. Okay, then we learned that God speaks through dreams. And the person that dreamt about me this week was actually very young. So the young people can still dream dreams. It's not just the old people. And then last week we also discussed visions. And we spoke about how God speaks to us in open visions, which is like a video screen that happens in front of your eyes. And in trances, we spoke about how the Bible actually uses the word trance. We don't have to be scared of that. It's not a New Age thing. They just copied us. Amen. And then He uses visions in your mind. And that, to be honest, is one of my favorite ways of hearing from God and hearing His voice. And before I forget, thank you, Holy Spirit. While we were in worship, I got a very clear picture of a very big black bear. And I just saw this big black bear with all its authority. I actually almost felt it was a lady that has grown and is very mature in spirit. And then I saw a bear trap. And you know, if you've ever seen a movie, those bear traps are very thin and they lie on the ground. And it was almost like a warning to whoever it needs to be to, that you are spiritually so strong and you are so big in the spirit world, if that makes sense, with all this authority. But it was almost like a warning that the enemy is trying with something so little and so subtle to snare you. And it was amazing. As we sang, God, I look to you. And when they sang that line, you are my rock, I just saw Jesus come and take a big stick. And you know how they hit that little trap and the whole thing, just like a fly trap, goes like that. But I just allow Jesus to stop that snare. But it's a very subtle snare. It literally just stops the blood of the, they don't see it. So whoever that is, I pray over you that you would have wisdom, that you will have wise eyes to see what is around you, that don't just think you're a big bear that can't fall. Be aware and trust Jesus to be your rock. Amen. And then what tonight we're going to just briefly look at, in fact, I'm just going to mention it, is the fifth way that God speaks prophetically is through the language of the Holy Spirit. Okay? And that is when someone speaks in a special tongue, in the Spirit, and they speak in tongues, and then what will always happen is then either that same person will then receive the interpretation of that prophetic word through and the Holy Spirit, or someone else in the congregation will then get the interpretation of that. So what I want to read to you tonight is 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4 to 10 in the Passion Translation. It says, it is the same Holy Spirit who continues to distribute many different gifts, variety of gifts. The Lord Yahweh is one, and He is the one who apportions to believers different varieties of ministries. The same God distributes different kinds of miracles that accomplish different results through each believer's gift and ministry, as He energizes and activates them. Each believer is given continuous revelation by the Holy Spirit to benefit not just himself, but all. In verse 8, it says, for example, the Holy Spirit gives to the one the gift of the word of wisdom. To another, the same Spirit gives the gift of the word of revelation knowledge. To another, the same Spirit gives the gift of faith. To another, the same Spirit gives gifts of healing. To another, the power to work miracles. And to another, the gift of prophecy. And to another, the gift to discern what the Spirit is speaking. To another, the gift of speaking different kinds of tongues, and to another, the gift of interpretation of tongues. So here in Corinthians, Paul is sharing all these different gifts, and we did a great Bible study on all the different gifts that God gives. Now what will happen is if you're not secure and if you haven't been at school of prophecy, you will read this and understand, whoa, this is a gift. Maybe I don't have it. Maybe this isn't my gift, okay? Maybe this is not something that I should have. God is going to give it to somebody else, all right? Now what I want to explain to you is remember that this were gifts of the Spirit. It doesn't mean that it never happens to you. And it's also not up to you to decide when you get it or not. And we've read, and if you've been here, we've learned, and we're going to go back to those kind of scriptures where God encourages us all to prophesy. Okay? He encourages us all to lay hands on the sick. Am I right? He doesn't say, wait for the gift of miracles and then you pray for the sick. He says, go and lay hands on the sick and they will be recovered. So why do we have then a gift of miracle? Why then do we have the gift of prophecy? Remember I explained there's a prophet with the office of a prophet, teachers, all of that. But we all have to prophesy. We are all edifying, instructing, warning, encouraging, because that's what prophecy is. So to help you, this is what I believe God gave me. And that's this gift with again, when we pray in the Spirit, the Bible doesn't say you only pray in the Spirit when you get the gift of speaking in tongues. No, there's very clear scripture. And if you need help, please go to our growth track. They explain the speaking in tongues and the gift of the Holy Spirit. But when the Bible instructs us to pray in the Spirit, he says pray always. All the time we need to be praying in the Spirit because it builds us up. But here we see there is a gift of speaking in tongues, and then there comes a gift of interpretation. And when I prayed about this and I wanted to explain it to you as the teacher brain in me loves to do, I wanted to encourage you, it's like driving a car. Every single one of us, when we have come to the right age, for those that are not right there yet, okay, we all get to drive a car. But there are some cars, and I'm very blessed to have an equal marriage in that when we choose movies, it's 1-1-1-1. So my husband has seen his share of rom-coms, I can tell you that, Notebook being one of them, hallelujah. And then I have seen my fair share of Fast and Furious. In fact, probably more than my fair share. I actually need to renegotiate our terms because I don't think it's 1-1 somehow. But in Fast and Furious, there's a great, great thing that happens, and that is called nitrous oxide. All the women say yes. It's a nitrous oxide system, also known as NOS. Am I right? Is anyone with me, Mr. Deek? You know what I'm talking about. Am I saying it right? Okay. And what happens is when you're driving this car, you flick a switch and something happens to your car. So just to help you with this, before we watch it, I want to explain why the Holy Spirit gave it to me. We all need to pray in the Spirit. We all need to pray for the sick. We all need to prophesy. But there just comes that time when the Holy Spirit says, I'm flicking the switch. And he gives you this extra oomph of gift. And I've had it. I've had it where I knew that I'm not just praying by myself tonight, Lord Jesus, please heal this person. I felt it was like heaven deposited something in me and I saw a miraculous that I've never seen before. And I knew that at that moment, God had given me the gift of healing. Sometimes when you prophesy, it won't just be a normal prophecy. As you get used to prophesying, something will happen where it's like, hang on, Holy Spirit, you flick the switch. Okay? Then you will know, hang on, God is doing. And what I loved what the scripture said. It says, it's the same Spirit. Guess who flicks the switch? It's not you anyway. He gives it to you. So then there's no pressure in understanding, well, when's he, is it me? When am I going, am I doing it right? No, the Holy Spirit gives you this gift, and it's a special time when you need it the most. Are you with me? Okay, so the next time you're feeling a bit down, you just say, Holy Spirit, I need some NOS. And then you'll get the same reaction, like, woohoo, here we go. You will understand. Code word, NOS. Amen. I love Jeremiah 33:3. It says, this is God's message. The one who made earth, made it livable and lasting, known everywhere as God. Call to me and I will answer you. I'll tell you marvelous and wondrous things that you could never figure out on your own. God wants us to call to him. He wants to answer us. He wants to show us these amazing things. That's what prophecy is, to show us these wondrous things that he has planned for us. In 1 Corinthians 14:31, I'm just going to read there. It says, for you can all prophesy in turn and in an environment where all present can be instructed, encouraged, and strengthened. Uncle Freddy, we can just be instructed and see such wonderful, wonderful things that God has planned for us. And so we need to be ready for those times where we're feeling like, here we go. I love that one reaction, like, ooh, here we go, Holy Spirit. We're stepping out of our boat. And he will give you those instructions. He will give you how to do it. And we just have to trust in him. And with the prophecy, with speaking in tongues, you will know. suddenly you're just praying in the spirit, and then you'll know, hang on, this is not for me. This is for somebody else, or this is for a corporate environment. And you can come tell Steve or an elder just to check it out. And then normally God will give you the same interpretation. And it's a great, great tool for God to encourage the body of Christ. And then lastly tonight, what I wanted to share with you, and which is probably one of my also favorite things, is God uses nature. Do you know that? He has this incredible, amazing creation all around us, and he's speaking to us. In Psalm 19, 1 and 2, it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge." It's such a beautiful picture when God uses creation to speak to us. This can look like every day, the Lord reminding you of strength, of protection, of provision. I have had so many instances when nature has spoken to me, and I know it's God's prophetic voice, and I've used nature then to speak to other people. Okay? In Jeremiah 23, verse 23, it says, "Am I a God who is near, declares the Lord, and not a God far off? Can a man hide himself in hiding places so I do not see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill the heavens and the earth, declares the Lord?" God is speaking all the time to us. In Isaiah 6 verse 3 it says, "And one called out to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And we know their glory is not just shiny, shiny atmosphere or fire. Glory is God's view and opinion, which is reality. God's good view and opinion, which is reality. When the heaven and the earth display that glory, you can see his handiwork, and you know that, hang on, if that's God's opinion of that creation, how much more valuable am I? If you can see the birds being provided for, how much more valuable am I? Even Solomon said, even the lilies, they dressed. Why am I worrying about what I need to dress? Clothes, what am I going to eat? And so we look at nature and we see all of that, that he is a loving God that is constantly trying to speak to us. His lines of communication are always open. There's never a "this call has not been answered" moment. Try again later. Back in the old days when we had those kind of messages. Romans 1 verse 20, it says, "For ever since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature has been clearly seen, being understood through his workmanship, all his creation, the wonderful things that he has done, so that they who fail to believe and trust in him are without excuse and without defense." People say, you know, well, they haven't heard about God. This is the very scripture where even those that are stuck in a jungle, God is speaking to them. I know God is using visions and appearing in dreams. This is, do you think God is so amazing that he says, well, I'm not going to reach those? He's speaking all the time. And here it's very clear that those will be without excuse and without defense. Why? Because God is speaking through his very nature in nature. They will look at nature and think, well, how did this all happen? Look at these stars. Just like David said, who am I? And God speaks. God is speaking all the time. I love how in the Bible, when I was thinking of how God speaks in nature, this is a funny story. Even as Steve shared on on Gideon this morning, I was laughing with him tonight. In Numbers 22, verse 21, we say God speaks through nature, but this was literally a story where God spoke through nature. This was the original Shrek movie in the Bible where God used a donkey. And it wasn't Eddie Murphy, it was truly the donkey speaking. And old Balaam starts in verse 21, and he got up in the morning, he saddled his donkey, and he went with the Moabite officials. But God was very angry when he went, and the angel of the Lord stood in the road to oppose him. Balaam was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand, it turned off the road into a field. Balaam beat it to get back on the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path through the vineyards with walls on both sides. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, it pressed close to the wall. You can just see this poor little donkey like, I'm coming, I can't move. Okay, there's a massive Jesus in front of me. And what happened? Where am I? I've lost where I am. I'm so busy acting out my story here. Okay? And when the donkey saw that, he pressed close to the walls, crushing Balaam's foot against it, so he beat the donkey again, this poor donkey. Then the angel of the Lord moved on ahead and stood in a narrow place where there was no room to turn, either to the left or to the right. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, it lay down under Balaam, and he was angry and beat it with his staff. Then the Lord opened the donkey's mouth, this poor donkey, and it said to Balaam, "What have I done to you to make you beat me these three times?" Okay, I don't know about you, but if my dog just said, "How's it?" I would be like, "I'm done. Jesus, take me home. I'll worship you forever." Okay, but now he strings a whole sentence together. Can you imagine this donkey like saying, "What have I done?" But what does Balaam do? None of this. He answers back. Is anyone with me? Is this like strange? Like now there's talking animals. He hasn't seen Shrek. Okay, let's just remember this is before Shrek. He hasn't seen it. He hasn't had a spoiler alert. Here he then, he says, "You have made a fool of me. If only I had a sword in my hand, I would kill you right now." Not like, "Oh, you're the best donkey I've ever had. Goodness me, you must worship the King of Kings. You are going to be crowned Donkey of the Year. You are now a talking donkey. I can make money with you." No, now he's killing the poor donkey. The donkey said to Balaam, this is a whole conversation, people. Am I the only one that thinks this is whacked? "And am I not your own donkey?" Now they're fighting over who owns who here, "which you have always ridden to this day." Now he's got to prove his faithfulness, obviously in his own language. "Have I been in the habit of doing this to you?" Now the donkey's like, "When last did I let you down? My dog looks at me and I understand what he says. Now this donkey is having a full-on conversation. And they all, and then Balaam says, "No." You can just see like, "No, you haven't let me down." "Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with the sword drawn. So now he bows low and fell face down." I don't understand. Why didn't he do that first thing? How stubborn was this man? It just shows you that not even a talking donkey can sometimes break through stubbornness, okay? But the Lord shows up, and praise the Lord, he falls down. The donkey lives for the sequel. The angel of the Lord asked him, "Why have you beaten your donkey these three times? I've come here to oppose you because your path is a reckless one before me. The donkey saw me and turned away from me these three times. If it had not turned away, I would certainly have killed you by now, but I would have spared it." Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, "I have sinned. I did not realize you were standing in the road to oppose me. Now if you are displeased, I will go back." The angel of the Lord said to Balaam, "Go with these men, but speak only what I tell you." So Balaam went with the Balak's officials. How many times are we so stubborn? God is speaking to us over and over and over again, and we choose not to listen, and then we wonder, like Steve said this morning, why are these things happening to us? We need to be in tune with what God is speaking to us, what He's warning. That is what prophecy is. It's a warning. There's an edification. There's an instruction. God is speaking all the time. And allow your voice, your ears, just to be tuned into Him. Get excited to hear what He's saying. You can't miss it. Because next week I'm going to be in our final session. Next week I'll talk about accountability. I'll talk about checks and things you can learn from and how we can grow in that area. But you know what? If you're edifying someone, you're okay. You can't go wrong with being a blessing. And I just wanted to share some precious stories where I've used nature, and God has used nature so special. And I've got friends here, and I'm so glad they are here, where God uses hearts in nature to speak to them. I have one friend here, and I have another one who was going through cancer treatment, and God was speaking to her through hearts. Everywhere she looked, she saw hearts, and she knew that God was telling her He loved her. He was special. She was special to Him. Even when she was having communion, she broke her bread and she took some and she looked down, and what was left was a heart of the cracker in hospital. She was like, "Dee, you can't believe what God's just done to me." And you see, God speaks. So for me, ladybirds are my thing. For those of you that know me, God speaks to me through ladybirds. And it started before I even got married, and then it just got stronger. I noticed that there were all these ladybirds. And even on honeymoon, I had like ladybirds landing in my hair. It was just like this blessing that God was so happy. And every time I see a ladybird, it's like my Father God just giving me a hug and a kiss and telling me how amazing I am. So I would be walking on honeymoon, and they were like dive bombing me, these ladybirds, and I would have them in my hair. And I never forget when I fell pregnant with my second child, with Rach. I knew I was pregnant. I hadn't told Steve yet. It was one of those woman things. I knew I was pregnant. And I woke up in the morning, and I was hanging up the washing on our little balcony. We lived in a 1-2-bedroom flat then. And I said, "Father God, how are we going to do this? How are we going to get through 2 children? And at that moment, it was early in the morning, and God just sent a little ladybird, and it landed right in front of me. And I was like, "Okay, Father, we're going to do this." And I've had ladybirds when I was traveling in America. I looked up, and there was a ladybird literally above me in the airplane at 10,000 foot, however high you travel. And there was this little ladybird running around saying hi. And it was like, I have these ladybirds that arrive. And then on Thursday, I took time out to prepare for tonight. And I was praying, and I was just thanking the Lord. And I went to pick my children up, and I was in the staff parking lot. And Sarah was getting in, and everyone was getting in. And she shuts the door, and she's like, "Oh, Mom, here's your ladybird." So even God confirmed His word with me tonight, that there was a little ladybird sitting on my window with God just saying, "Dee, I love you. I'm proud of you." Other things, I have friends that have dragonflies. I know, and I've got this beautiful picture. My mom loved sunsets. Sunsets and clouds were my mom's thing, and we both actually love clouds. And the night that she passed away, it had been a rainy, it had been a crazy week and whatever, and as we drove home, it was literally 10 minutes after she had passed away, this was the painting that God painted in the sky for me. And it was like God just spoke through nature to say, "She's with me. She's helped me paint the sunset tonight. She's okay. You're going to be okay." And every now and again, I have the most beautiful sunset, and I'm like, "Okay, Mom, I know you're still working up there. Don't forget to watch me. We're all in this together." And God speaks through nature. He's so faithful. He really is. And so whatever your thing is, if it's silly, if it's not silly, just take it as a promise. God will speak through His nature. He speaks through birds. I've seen birds land where they're not supposed to land, and God's like, I provide for the birds. Does anyone have a testimony tonight of where God has spoken to them through nature that you want to share? Hey, yes, Andy, come. Come into the light.
It's a big thing. Man's giraffes. I was going through a very difficult time, the death of my husband and the suicide of my son. And I was hopeless. Sorry, excuse the emotion. I was really quite hopeless. And I was wondering if God was really around and what happened. Anyway, I drove through the border post because at that time we were living in Swaziland. And we have to drive through two or three game parks. And there was a giraffe that walked past in front of my car. And that for me was quite important, but not so great. And next thing, I had to stop. I stopped. I think I had 45 giraffes around my car.
Wow.
God just telling me that it was okay, and now he was with me. And yeah, 45 giraffes. And actually, being a farmer's wife and that, I'd never seen that. And I just know that it was specially for me.
Amen. What a wonderful testimony. Amen. Aren't you blessed by that? Anybody else? Anybody else? God is so faithful. I just wanted to share, and my other nature thing that God uses is the protea. And I had such a wonderful testimony with a protea. I was on a ladies' camp, and Liesl had chosen a whole lot of flowers, and all these flowers were on the stage, and I just arrived in Knysna. I was very new. I was just a lady at the ladies' camp. No one knew me, and I remember it was the last night, and this lady, Liesl, said, you know, you're welcome to help yourself to flowers, and in the amongst all these beautiful flowers was one king protea. And I remember looking at this, obviously coming from Joburg, it was just this like, wow, I've never seen such a beautiful flower in my whole life. I know it's our national flower, but it was just real and real life there. And I saw all these ladies going up, and I went up, and as I got up, I was like, oh, what is everyone going to say if I take the biggest flower off the stage? And I was like, oh, I can't do that. So I looked around. I was like, oh, I don't really like roses, but I'm going to take a rose anyway. So I took a rose, and I got back to my seat. And I do like roses. Not that I don't like, but it's just like it's not my thing. And I got to the place where we were sitting, and suddenly the Holy Spirit, the volume went up, and so clearly he just said, that's not your flower. I was like, oh. He's like, it's that lady's flower. Go and give it to her. And so he told me how to break it up and do like a rose petal thing over her. And she just broke and burst into tears. And she was having a moment with God. She was a bride. And suddenly she had confetti. It was just, okay, Lord, you are amazing. Thank you, Lord. So I went down and I sat. And he said, I want you to go and take the king protea. And I was like, Lord, what are they going to say? And he said, Dee, I want you to always know that with me you can expect the best. And it was such a promise to me, and I've clung to it. If you've seen me, my wallet's proteas, I have protea necklaces. And it's because I know that God wants the very best for me. And that's my reminder, is a king protea. I love it. And so whatever God uses in your life, you can take my things. I don't know. You just hang on to whatever you need to hang on. It's a prophetic word. You can remember I said, if it's yours, it's yours. God speaks to all of us. But God will speak to you and encourage you. When you see there's a pattern, say, Lord, what are you teaching me in this? What are you trying to show me? If there's something, if you're going through a hard time in your life, ask the Lord, give me a sign. Show me that you're real. What is it? And he's so faithful that he will do that for you. Amen. Does that encourage you? Can we just close our eyes? Father God, we thank you that you speak so clearly, that you're not hiding yourself from us. Like that scripture says, the whole earth displays your glory. That you fill creation, you fill our lives, you fill our circumstances with your goodness and your kindness. And so, Lord, tonight I just pray over these precious people that you will open up their eyes, you will open up their ears, that you will open up their hearts. Speak, Lord. Help us to listen. Show us your glory like Moses prayed. Show us your goodness. Show us your love tonight. Thank you, Lord. Just as we're in school of prophecy, maybe you have a word or a scripture or a vision or maybe something of nature that you feel you want to share tonight. Is there anyone that feels they have something on their heart? Thank you, Steve.
I was sitting there and it's really like this, so you get the butterflies. So I had the butterflies, and this is just also something from nature. I love kingfisher birds, so they're my best. And whenever I pass the White Breach or I pass Sedgefield, the first thing I do is I look up, can I see a kingfisher? And so often God spoils me with a beautiful kingfisher. And in June, we went to Mozambique and we came back, and the day by the border post, the men had to go and fetch the trailer and the ladies were on the other side, and there was a guy walking with his hands like this, and the next minute pops out the most beautiful little kingfisher bird, but it flew away and he ran and he picked it up, and I was like, Lord, I can't leave this little bird here. And I went up to him, and Mary Ann is with me, and I'm like, do you want to sell this bird? And he's like, yes. And I'm like, how much? And he says, 100. And I says, but I only got 80 rand with me. Can I buy the bird from you? And he gives the little bird, and it's the most beautiful purple kingfisher baby bird. So I get into the combi, and I have got no idea what I'm going to do with this bird. I've just purchased a bird for 80 rand. So Freddie gets into the combi, and Jan is like, I just say, please don't get cross, but I've got something. And he looks back and it's like, what a bird. So we decided we've got to get this bird to freedom. So now we're driving, looking for a place where we can release this little beautiful little kingfisher, just this magnificent creation. And as I let the bird go and I got back into the combi, and I sat and I closed my eyes, God just washed over me. And it's like, Steffi, you purchased this bird for 80 rand and you lead him into freedom. Do you realize I purchased my life for you? I bought your freedom. So that's my story.
So beautiful. Amen. So good. Maybe you don't know how precious you are tonight. Won't you just close your eyes, put your hand on your heart. Just say, Father God, show me how precious I am. Give me a picture. Give me a scripture. Give me a vision. Speak to me now. You've been bought with a price. I just get the picture of a zip tonight. And if you've ever zipped a jersey up, the only way you can get out or into a jersey, you can't go in the middle of a zip, you can't go up the bottom. The only thing is that little silver thing that will pull it down. And tonight my prayer is maybe you felt so closed off from God. Maybe you felt that prophecy is not even something you even think about because it's like this has got nothing to do with me. But tonight I really want to encourage you that these simple tools are just like that little equipment that just effortlessly opens God's heart. So Father, I just pray, if that's you tonight, won't you just raise your hand if you felt closed off to God and thought, I can never hear from him, I don't even know if he speaks to me. If that's you, while every head is closed, won't you just raise your hand? I would love to pray with you. Thank you. Anybody, thank you for being honest. Father, I just bring these precious people. Thank you for the simplicity of the gospel. That it's just that little, simple, silver attachment that unlocks everything. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you open ears tonight. Father God, that you speak so clearly. That your still voice will be heard loud. Where it's been so hard and it's almost felt like a forced entry before, I pray that you just open ears, that you put arms of love around them, that they will see that it's so easy to hear from you. Thank you for your love tonight. Thank you that you are speaking all the time and that even tonight people have heard how precious they are. We love you so much. Maybe you've come here tonight and you don't know Jesus, this wonderful, wonderful Lord and Savior. If that's you and you would love to give your life to him, I would be honored to pray with you. I'm not going to embarrass you. Just while every head is bowed, I would love to just pray with you. Won't you raise your hand if that's you, if you want to give your life to Jesus? Thank you, Lord. Let's just pray. Father God, thank you that I am your child, that you love me, that you died for me, that you paid the highest price for my freedom. I love you tonight. Use me to encourage others, to share your voice. Give me boldness to step out. In Jesus' name I pray this. And everybody said, Amen.